Proclamation number 8179 of 16th of May, 1962. Great power of the opponent by God. You will still often be attacked, and then you should always be armed and feel strong in me and my security. The adversary has great power, for this is granted to him by people themselves. But he will not be able to bring you down who consciously stand on my side. But you don't realize how easily he can slip in, and therefore you should only be vigilant and pray that you don't fall into temptation. He will also confuse your thoughts so that you will no longer be able to recognize the truth correctly yourselves, yet the sincere desire for truth will clarify your thinking and let you recognize the truth time and again. The path to me is always open to you, and if you take this path you call me myself to your side, and then his activity will be invalidated, for he flees me myself because he cannot tolerate my light. Yet I cannot deny him the right to fight for your souls because you once voluntarily followed him to the depth. And he makes good use of his right. But it is up to you whether you submit to him or whether you seek my presence. And this decision determines your fate, it determines your maturing, it determines your knowledge. For whom you aspire to as your Lord also provides you with the treasures he himself possesses, light in abundance or darkness. And you must always seriously consider whether you desire the light during your earthly life and still desire it, or whether it was and is indifferent to you, whether you move in truth. And truly, anyone who desires the light of truth will also have it shine upon him, and my adversary will neither be able to prevent this light nor extinguish it, because light emanates from me and cannot be used by my adversary against me myself. Hence you need not fear the adversary, for you yourselves determine his influence on you, you yourselves determine to what extent he can work on you through your will. But in earthly life you are not always aware of the direction of your will. You can enter spiritual ground and yet not have so firmly established a bond with me. You can only want to gain insight into spiritual realms and not yet be so firmly united with me through loving activity or heartfelt prayer that I can now protect you from all error. For the intellect can also try to fathom spiritual realms and the heart can still be completely uninvolved in them. And then you can also be deceived, because my adversary can still intervene if my light does not push him away. But this light is my flow of strength of love which requires the most intimate contact with me in order to be able to flow into a person's heart. And you must seriously give account to yourselves as to whether the most intimate child relationship with me existed or exists, which guarantees brightest light and also the rejection of the one who shuns every light from me. I give the truth to everyone who earnestly desires it. And often a long time passes because this desire is not serious enough. Yet no human being needs to fall prey to error because I want you humans to walk in the light, yet neither can you deviate from my conditions which demand the supply of truth. However, I will by no means forcibly influence a person such that he establishes this intimate contact with me, for that is my adversary's right to be able to influence a person equally during his earthly lifetime, and he will also try everything in order not to lose control over a soul. But he cannot force you either, and my protection is certain for those who turn to me of their own free will. He truly struggles for his followers to remain with him, and especially in the last days, because then his power will be withdrawn for a long time. Yet you humans can limit his power yourselves. You humans are not powerless in the face of him because my act of salvation places strength at your disposal as soon as you request it from Jesus Christ, who sheltered me within himself and defeated my adversary through the death on the cross. You are not defenselessly at his mercy. You need only turn to Jesus and appeal to him for increased will and strength, and he will lose control over you. He will certainly be able to tempt you, but you possess the strength to resist him. Hence you will then consciously stand by my side, and then you will also recognize him in the light of truth and his shameful game of deceiving people where it is possible for him. The light will expose him, for the light emanates from me whom he flees. Amen.